Liz is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Sorry about the adaptation. We thought we were not going to connect with Julio. We connected with him just enough for me to say, hey, man, you ready? He's like, yeah, let's go. So that's where we're at. Julio Diaz, he is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, heard on Saturdays here on News Radio 92.3, and also the host of the Pensacola Movie Club. You can follow them on Facebook and get together with them and talk about movies that you've watched. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. All right, so what's new for this weekend?
Well, the big movie this weekend is probably going to be Kung Fu Panda 4. Yes, we're four of these now.
Yeah, well, the first one was outstanding, and even the second one was pretty good, but they have followed the pattern of all the other series, I think, so other than Toy Story, basically.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting decent reviews on this. I mean, and the series is not a bad series.
Right.
You know, you're going to have, a big panda doing martial arts and acting goofy and saying skadoosh a lot because it's Jack Black.
That's right.
In this one, Poe is about to ascend to this new spiritual level, but he's got to find a replacement for himself and he's got to train the replacement. And you can kind of imagine how that goes based on the series of movies we've seen so far. It'll be lots of goofy, ridiculous stuff happening, and then everything will get pulled together at the end. I'm guessing.
Just theorizing, speculation from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
Awkwafina co-starring in this, and she's been she's always really lots of fun too. So getting pretty good reviews, running about 71% on that.
I mean, a great actress and a great voice actress as well. Such a distinctive voice. Imaginary, I think, is another new one.
Yeah, I have been just dreading this trailer every time it comes on because this movie just looks terrible. It's one of these Blumhouse PG-13 jump scare horror movies about a kid who's got an imaginary friend that's just, you know, very like worn out, made to look as spooky as possible teddy bear.
Of course.
And that's driving her to do, you know, things like hurt herself. And, you know, it's like, I'm not big on, you know, putting kids in danger to begin with.
Right.
You know, it can be effective, but it's just, everything about this movie just looks terrible, and the reviews are bearing it out. It's running 29%.
Oh, 29%. Don't need to watch it. Cabrini, are we getting that?
Yes, Cabrini is the best-reviewed movie of the weekend. This one's running about 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. And this is about an Italian immigrant in the late 1800s in New York City who goes up against the mayor to try to get, fair housing and care taken for, you know, people who are less fortunate. So this is, you know, very inspirational story and driven by apparently a fantastic lead performance. So, again, running about 84% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, nice. And Love Lies Bleeding, are we getting that?
We are unfortunately not. I am very much looking forward to seeing that movie. It's getting great reviews, but it has not opened here in Pensacola yet.
Okay. We'll talk about it next week.
So hopefully we'll get that soon. And, of course, we've got the Oscars on Sunday, too. So, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot going on with that as well.
Never heard of them. What are you guys going to watch next week, Julio?
Not sure yet, but as soon as we know, it will be up in our Facebook group.
Very good. Julio Diaz, he is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturday here on News Radio and the Pensacola Movie Club. Follow them on Facebook. As always, Julio, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.